faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is convinced that the only thing that will awaken the mysterious sleeping beauty is the song of the Scarlet Bird.
You know, it's a strange thing, but she seems to get stronger whenever that bird sings. Did you notice that, Lois?
Oh, Clark, I don't think it has anything to do with the bird or its singing.
Wait a minute. I'll wager I know what it is. I'll bet that if we could complete that melody, it might bring her back to life.
Gang, all of us want to be popular with our friends. We want to be looked up to and admired. That's only natural. But it takes certain special qualities to make a person popular. You have to have the knack of getting along with all kinds of people. But it doesn't take any magic formula to do that. It takes only a real interest in other boys and girls. When you say, "Hi, kid, what's new?" show that you really want to know what's new. Don't just say an empty phrase. Then listen carefully to what your friend has to tell you. Show that you really care about what's been happening to him. And here's another tip. You'll find that a popular boy or girl is never a fair-weather friend. He's never buddy-buddy with you when things aren't going your way, and out of sight when you're in a jam. He's always a good pal, a real friend. He's around when you need him, when the going gets tough, and he'll stick by you through thick and thin. Believe me, gang, true friends aren't soon forgotten. And finally, remember that popular boys and girls pick their close friends wisely. Their best pals are only the finest kids in the neighborhood. That's a proof that their friendship stands for something and isn't given lightly. They are on good terms with everyone, but their real buddies are tried and true boys and girls who rate with them because they are regular guys. Well, gang, those are a few suggestions for you to mull over in your mind. It's not some magic formula that gives boy or girl lots of friends. It's just being a good friend in return.
And now, the adventures of Superman. You remember the doctor who examined the mysterious sleeping girl found aboard the ancient, magnificently decorated barge, could tell Clark Kent and Lois Lane nothing of the nature of her seemingly deep sleep. But he did say that if she were not awakened in a few hours, she would die. While the girl was being taken to Lois's hotel room, Editor Perry White and Jimmy Olsen went to make a report at the Coast Guard offices. When it looked as though the girl's life was really ebbing away, Clark Kent, in his true role of Superman, made a desperate attempt to get some pills from a hospital laboratory 60 miles away, which might possibly save her. But on his return, as Clark Kent again, Lois met him at the door to tell him that in his absence, the girl had died. Momentarily stunned, he finally found voice.
Why? I can't believe it, Lois. I've only been gone a few minutes.
It happened just after you left. Oh, Clark.
How did you find out?
I decided to take her pulse to see if she was any weaker. And her pulse had stopped completely.
Here, let me try it.
It's no use, Clark.
Oh, you're wrong. It's still beating, very faintly.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well,
wait, Scott, I forgot about the pills. Here, put one on her tongue.
Where did you get them?
Never mind that now. Hurry. Say, that's strange.
What?
When the bird started to sing, her pulse became much stronger. Now that he stopped, the pulse is weaker again.
Really, Clark, now you're going too far. It's probably only the pill working.
Maybe, but I've had a feeling all along that that bird's peculiar song has something to do with the mystery of her sleep, and now I'm certain of it.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm sure there must be some connection between the song that bird sings and her awakening. I don't know what it is any more than you do.
Well, now that you've gotten that bright idea, what do you intend to do about it?
I have an idea, Lois. Do you remember Kogal?
Kogal? No. Who's he?
Oh, you remember the man who helped us decode that musical spy message?
Oh, yes, I do. The Hungarian musician who teaches at the Metropolis Conservatory.
That's right.
But what good can he do as he's in Metropolis and we're in Florida?
I'm going to call him on the telephone. You keep an eye on the girl and keep those pills on her tongue. Hello? Operator? Operator? Oh, I'd like to put through a long-distance call to Metropolis, person-to-person, to Stefan Kogal, K-O-G-A-L, Park Boulevard, Metropolis. And operator, will you make it as fast as you can, please?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Kogal?
Yes, who is this?
Clark Kent of the Daily Planet.
Why, hello, Kent.
Hello.
It's a long time since I've heard from you.
Yes, I know, Kogal. I need your help once more.
It's fine, fine. What is it this time? Another enemy message written in music?
No, Kogal. This time I'm afraid it's even tougher than that.
I like problems.
Good.
The tougher the better.
Well, listen to this one. I'm calling from a hotel room in Florida. There's a girl here in the room in a deep sleep. She's dying and no one can awaken her. She has a bird with her who sings a strange, unfinished tune. Now, I'm just taking a wild chance that this tune, the whole tune, is the key to her awakening.
I see. And you think I can help you get the completed song?
That's right. Now, listen. I'll whistle the tune for you over the telephone.
All right. Go ahead. Is that all?
That's all.
I'd say it sounds like a 12th or 13th century melody.
You're on the right track, Kogal. Do you know the name of it or where I can get a copy?
If only Horace Pinder was there.
Horace Pinder? Who's he?
He's a friend of mine. Horace Pinder is a friend of mine. He is an expert in medieval music. But he's been ill. For the past 20 years, he's lived in Arizona.
Does he have a telephone?
No, he hasn't.
No?
He lives by himself in a small white house in the hills near Tucson in Arizona.
I see.
He's become pretty much of a hermit. You see, he's very old.
Well, I'm going to try to contact him anyway, Kogal. It's our only chance. Meanwhile, if you hit on anything, will you let me know?
Yes.
You can reach me at Pine 621 at Sands Point, Florida.
Pine 621,
right.
Sands Point, Florida.
That's right.
I'll do my best, Kent. You can be sure of that.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I told you it wouldn't work. Somehow you managed to find more blank walls to hit your head against, Clark.
We've gone through blank walls before, Lois.
Well, how are you going to get through this one?
I'll wire Horace Pinder. You sit tight and don't forget, lock this door. Now, out of these clothes. This time I've really got to work against odds. Small white house in the hills near Tucson. Well, if anyone can find it,
Superman can. Now, up with this window again. Out and away! And so, once more, within the space of an hour, Superman wings through the inky night. He knows he is fighting not only against time, but against the very forces of life and death. Faster than a thunderbolt, he hurtles through space, red cloak screaming behind him. Then, soon after...
This must be where I can find the little white house. Not far from Tucson, Kogal said.
Well, there are a few houses, but... No, Kogal said it stands alone.
Oh, wait a minute. That must be it. Down! Down!
No time to knock. I'll just try the door. Good, it's open. There's an old man sitting in a room at the end of the hall. That must be Horace Pinder.
Who is there?
It's Superman, Mr. Pinder.
Superman?
Yes.
This is a surprise.
Well, I must say you're not nearly as startled as most people who see me appearing out of nowhere.
Well, my boy, I hope you don't mind my calling you my boy. I'm really much older than you are.
Go right ahead.
You see, when you live alone in the hills this way, with only your thoughts for company, you spend many an hour imagining things. I've read of you, and often the time I've wished I could be so strong and help people the way you do.
Well, Mr. Pinder, now you can help someone. That's why I'm here.
Really? I don't quite understand.
I'll explain everything en route. I see a number of musical instruments around. Perhaps we'd better take one with us. Let's see, that flute. Do you play that?
Yes, of course.
All right. You ready to go with me?
Go with you?
Yes.
You mean fly with you?
Oh, it's perfectly safe, I assure you.
But I'm not the least bit worried. In fact, I'm thrilled.
Good.
What are we waiting for?
Oh, wonderful. You go under my cape. Like this?
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for all the money in the world.
Then out this garden window. So. And up. Up. And away.
With the little old musician and his flute cradled under his cape, Superman heads back across the country again, south toward Florida. Can his theory that the song of the Scarlet Bird has something to do with the mysterious girl's awakening prove right? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, someone once said. And believe me, gang, no truer words were ever spoken. Because when you can prevent something from happening, you are much happier than trying to cure it after it hits you. But that goes for colds, the commonest of all illnesses and one of the most unpleasant. As I've told you before, this is the time of year when colds are most prevalent, mostly because folks have a tendency to be careless on account of the first glimmerings of spring fool them into thinking summer is here. Now, if you want to avoid a nasty cold, don't let yourself be fooled. Also, remember these simple rules. Be careful of the clothes you wear. This is not yet the time for a switch to light summer clothes. Avoid getting overheated. When you permit yourself to become damp or wet with perspiration, you are laying yourself wide open to the cold germs. Keep out of drafts, for drafts are the cold germs' most powerful allies. Eat well, but sensibly, because an upset stomach at this time of the year makes you susceptible to colds. Get plenty of sleep and rest, for these are the greatest enemies of the cold bug. Above all else, do as Mother tells you to do, because she knows best. And if you should feel a little out of sorts or discover that you have the sniffles, tell Mother about it right away. Get into bed when she tells you to, because spending one day in bed may save you from spending a whole week in the house. Be smart, be sensible. Concentrate your efforts on prevention, and a cure will then be unnecessary.
Back to the adventures of Superman.
With no time to return to the guise of Clark Kent, Superman, still garbed in his red cape and blue costume, enters the room of the Florida Hotel with the old musician. At the moment, Lois, Horace Pinder, and the Man of Steel are waiting silently for the strange Scarlet Bird to trill its peculiar melody.
Just when we want to hear it, he won't sing.
Patience, Miss Lane.
There. He's starting.
Quiet.
That's it, Mr. Pinder. The melody he's been singing all along. Does it mean anything to you?
Kogel was right. It is undoubtedly part of a 12th or 13th century litany.
Yes, the trouble is the bird stops short. He doesn't finish it. If you can somehow conclude that melody, Mr. Pinder, Clark Kent thinks it may have an effect on the girl.
I will try.
But we've got to hurry. It's been almost 2 hours since we brought her here.
That's right.
And the doctor said unless you regain consciousness in two
Just
hours...
Just let me take my flute out of its cage.
There may be only minutes left.
Are you ready, Mr. Pinder?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good.
Now, let us see what we can do.
Raising the slender silver flute to his lips, the little old musician prepares to mimic the plaintive melody of the bird and, if possible, to add the missing notes. And as he does so, both Lois and Superman watch the mysterious girl lying still and white on the bed. What will happen? Gang, don't miss Monday's breathtaking episode. Chapter 4 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.